Hello?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
I was just talking to Bob early this afternoon, and I was very interested that Humphrey was so rough on McGovern today. Did you see that by any chance?
Yes, I did, sir. He was really tough on him. I think Hubert is going down for the count. He knows it's desperate, and he's hitting very, very hard. That was...
That's the hardest he's hit, because, you know, he really laid it on the line, on welfare, on defense.
Oh, the whole thing?
Yeah.
He hit him about as hard. McGovern's in a nice box because, I don't know what Bob mentioned to you, but Kennedy also...
Kennedy said don't turn around.
Don't turn around. Stay where you are. So
yeah.
He's got himself in quite a good squeeze. Now,
right.
He hit him about as hard yesterday or this morning as I think Jackson hit him before.
Right.
Didn't quite call him a demagogue, and he didn't... But he sure hit him on the issues, and that's great. If they
even said that we'd get labor if we worked on it.
And BB sent me all that Cuban press this weekend.
everybody said he couldn't. Now he may think this is the country. You know, people could be convinced.
Well, there's an interesting thesis. I have a long memorandum. I want to boil it down before I send it to you, that Doug Hallett prepared for me based on all of his conversations with his friends from Yale who are now in the McGovern camp.
Right.
And what I said to Doug is, go off for a few days and write me the McGovern strategy.
Right.
And he's written a brilliant piece. It's too long for you to read, but I'm going to have it distilled down.
Right.
And that's exactly the strategy, that the country is ready to come to them.
And he doesn't think McGovern will move to the center then?
No, he thinks he will on some things. He'll try to be buoyant on some things.
Right.
But that the symbolism of what he will say, he thinks the country will respond to. And the whole theory, and this goes along with a man's arrogance, by the way, the whole theory is that he really represents what the country needs to express their frustration.
Yeah.
And that he can capture this and he can gain in the general election the way he gained in the primary. I think he's going to do exactly the reverse. I talked to Father Coob last night, who's the head of the National Catholic Education Association.
Oh, yes. Yeah, what do you say?
Well, he said that Gallup poll that you saw 10 days ago on the Catholic vote, he said it's misleading because he said it doesn't reflect what we're going to do between now and the election. I mean, they're just the Catholic organization in this country, which...
They've got to know. Incidentally, I'm just hoping that he puts Mills on the ticket, don't you? That's what it's going to be, I think, don't you?
No, I don't think so, Mr. President. I think he'll go for an out-and-out liberal. I think he'll go for a Stevenson or a...
Gilligan?
Yes, I really do.
Is Gilligan Catholic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Will Gilligan help him with Catholics?
No, I don't think so. I don't think the number two spot will affect the Catholics. And I think that what affects the Catholics, Mr. President, at least half of them, let's say the traditional Catholics, of which there are 25 million in this country, maybe 30 million traditional Catholics, what affects them are abortion, aid to schools, traditionalism, and there's an awful lot of, mostly, especially among the older Catholics, and this is what Coop was saying, that once McGovern's positions are known, which they will be through the Catholic Church, he said that Gallup poll is very misleading because he said you'll take 75% of the traditional Catholics and you'll take your ordinary share of the non-traditional. And of course there are 55 million Catholics, so you take half of that. And he just thinks that McGovern has gone off the deep end. He thinks he doesn't think he's all there. Continuing to take the positions he's taking on things that really cut into a huge...
Well, McGovern will come out for this tax credit for Catholic schools, old Chuck.
Well, he's been against it right along. If he does, it'll be political. In other words...
And has he been against it?
Oh, yes, sir. He's opposed to it, which delights me, and he's in favor of abortion being left up to the individual, which is the same thing as saying on demand. And all of it, you see, the thing that I don't think he can get over, Mr. President, and McKinnon, I spoke to George McKinnon, as you asked me to.
Oh, what did George say?
Well, he said the same thing. He said he's watched this happen once before. He said in 1934, the Democratic Party, the Farmer Labor Party in Minnesota, adopted a communist plank, and he said that was their undoing. That led the way to this, and they didn't make it that year. The Republicans didn't come back that year because they didn't have any candidates, but he said in the next election, they came back very strong, and they were in power for 15 years.
Yeah.
And he said they're doing it again. He said what they did out there at their convention just ended them for a good period of time in Minnesota. But they're doing this all over the country. It's not just Minnesota. In each state that the McGovern delegates take control, they are just going on the far out, way out platform.
Yeah, speaking of, incidentally, the use of the television thing, I was delighted to hear from Haldeman that 55-second spot I did on the busing played on was carried on all three networks.
All three networks in full, plus all the network feeds, plus all the independent. I checked on that after you asked me. When I got in the office, I checked on it, and it played in full on all networks, on all independents, and on all network feeds. So that's the kind of thing that you just saturated the country with, and you were very wise to keep it down in time, because...
Oh, well, they don't carry it otherwise, or they cut out the part that's helpful.
Well, they used the whole thing plus the punchline, which was just superb, and
the punchline with regard to the constitutional
amendment, sure. But, I mean, because for one reason, Mr. President, doing everything you possibly can. That's the important thing, I think. And that's the only one that I see that can cause this problem. Vietnam doesn't concern me in the slightest. That's a positive.
Henry put it very well last night when he was here. He said the only thing that is delaying peace in Vietnam is McGovern. He said, if it weren't for McGovern, we'd have a negotiation right away. See, because McGovern has said if the day is inaugurated, that he brings everybody home. Well, what the hell? If you were a North Vietnamese, what would you do? You'd wait.
Of course, absolutely.
This ought to be...
Well, we
Henry and others shouldn't say it at this point, but I hope that some of the other people, the columnists, will start saying
that. Well, as I pointed out, Braden said it this week, which I was just amazed. He talked about the ghost of McGovern sitting at the negotiating table in Vietnam. And in Paris. And no, I think we'll get that across. And interestingly enough, we've asked all of our fellows to use the line that you don't have to go to Hanoi to surrender. You know, mm-hmm. McGovern said he was going to go to Hanoi. You can do it by mail, or you can pick up a telephone, or you can just tell him you're surrendering.
Right.
And Buckley's been using that, and Jim said that, in fact, it was reported in the New York Daily News. Everywhere he's used that, he's gotten his best response. He's gotten people out of their seats with it. Dole has used it, and we've sent it out to all the administration people saying you can.
The idea that McGovern is sabotaging peace is not a bad thing. You might hit that a bit now.
Well, it is sabotage.
Of course it is. Let me tell you, the North Vietnamese have failed in the battlefield. They're failed in the attacking Vietnamization. They're crumpling up north as a result of the mining. Now, what the hell's going to keep them alive? Mm-hmm. Just the hope to get a president in who'll bug out.
That's right. Exactly. Lasky did a vicious column. It really is about as rough on McGill.
Who did?
Victor Lasky.
Oh, did he?
And talks about, well, it's headed Hanoi's candidate. And
that's good.
First time in history, the leading presidential contender is openly supported by an enemy with which this country is at war. And he goes on and he really lays the case out. We're saying that this is distributed to
absolutely
veterans and what have you. I mean, they all know, most everybody around Washington knows Lasky's argument, but out in the country they don't know.
Oh, that's right.
And it's just that point that, quoting what Hanoi Daily, John Don has said and what the radio
right.
has said, and how he has said he would leave the prisoners there and hope that the world opinion would bring them back. I think he's in a hell of a weak. I think he's in an awful weak spot on that issue.
Yes.
I just don't think Middle America. Mm-hmm. Middle America just doesn't take to that. I don't think he can sell that.
Right.
Did Bob tell you about the Sperling analysis with the Christian Science Monitor?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Well, Sperling is a pretty perceptive guy, and he's.
Yeah.
A lot of people follow his lead in Washington. I think he's one of the
respected,
that sets a tone. He says that you're going to win a runaway election, but all that the primaries proved was that a tiny minority can be very, very potent, and a small fraction of the electorate gave McGovern the nomination. That he is not speaking in tune with what the American people want. Muskie would have been a stronger candidate, which I agree with.
And Humphrey would have been.
And I think Humphrey would have been, sure. Definitely. He said that we shouldn't overestimate him, but based on his analysis now of all the primaries and all the primary states and that Christian Science Monitor reading that they take around the country,
mm-hmm.
that barring some unforeseen event, that President Nixon will win by a wide margin. But I think this is... the press sense this, and some of them are pulling pretty hard. McGovern's got his protected society, which of course I'm
having yes.
getting out, but he's also got a heck of a lot of the press. We're beginning to see that they've got themselves a candidate who isn't going to...
Can't hack it.
Can't make it down very, very big. But apparently he's got it, I gather, from
the
reports this weekend.
Particularly with the black
can talk about McGovern's platform. Then he can't shift in the campaign.
It
seems to me that he has greatly limited his flexibility by doing that. And maybe bears out Hallett's thesis that he really feels he can bring the country to him.
Well, let's let him try, okay?
Oh,